hosted by Rachel Palos and Rima Mara. This is Sexism in the City, an expose on sexism as experienced by women in an urban setting.
Welcome to Sexism in the City, a Rad Ass Party production. I'm your host, Rachel Palos, and with me this evening is the lovely Reem.
Hi, Rachel.
Very excited for this subject. We are going to be talking about sexism, and this is an expose on the lack of proper communication and sexism that we experience as young urban women on a daily basis. We are both members of Rad Ass Party, which is a female-fueled promotional company striving to reinvent, rejuvenate the role of women in the party scene and hospitality industry.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode is called You Can't Wear Heels on the Train. And we're focusing on public transportation. Yes. So, Reem, why can't we wear heels on the train?
Because we are sexually harassed. Typically, you and I and other women all carry flats with them, or we are wearing flats and we carry our heels, which is what we do. Well, at least what I do, and you, and a bunch of our friends. And
why does it change anything when we wear heels?
It
opens you up for a whole new...
Because it's like glamorizing our legs in a way. It's bringing the attention to our body.
So our heels bad? Should we not wear them?
Well, we should be able to go out and not have to wear heels. That's not the case. I mean, you and I have gone to social gatherings and it's like, oh, what shoes is she wearing? She's wearing flats? Nope. Not getting to hear it. You have to wear heels. Oh, well, what's the... Is it casual? No, it's not casual. Okay, I must wear heels.
So we are forced to wear heels, which cause anxiety and harassment for us.
Yeah, going out's not fun. It's not fun. You have to have a set list. It's like a procedure. All right, so I'll put this in my bag, and I'll wear these shoes, and I'll wear this coat to cover my dress.
Armor.
Armor, yeah, like your long coat. I wear a coat that's to about mid-thigh, and it's not even long enough to go out. Doesn't cover much.
And since we go to many parties, it's sad that we have to prepare ourselves or shield ourselves. And that's kind of more of a focus than the fun that we want to have. It's more preparing ourselves for a hostile environment.
And that's why a lot of the time it's like, okay, I'd rather just stay home for the night and not have to be worried that I won't be safe. And we don't get enough opportunity on public transportation to protect us. There's not proper security bystanders. They don't really take action, which is kind of sad because I have faced many situations where I was sitting on the train trying to go home, and it was not even late. The sun didn't even set. It was like about 2-5 o'clock or so in the summer. And this man sat next to me, and he was obviously intoxicated. You could smell on his breath. It was disgusting. But I remember there being like so many open seats that I was really confused why this man told me to move to sit next to me. So I already felt uneasy about the situation. And I was wearing like pantyhose, but you couldn't see through them. So it wasn't, they were basically like leggings, I guess you could say. And I remember him scooching his hand closer and closer to my leg. And at first I was like, all right, maybe this guy is stretching. I don't know. I just didn't want to assume anything. And suddenly he puts his hand and he is like grabbing my leg, and I shove him off the seat. And I was yelling at him and telling him, like, what are you doing? And everybody that was sitting on the train just looked at us. It is almost
and then
like
you are a no for making a scene.
Yeah, the only man standing, basically. Like, no. And it's sad that not only do we have to take these procedures,
but then we aren't backed up.
Yeah, we're alone.
Yeah. You're the one that made the scene. Okay, I'm going to tell my story.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yes. Okay, I will tell this story. Everyone needs to hear this story. A couple of years ago, I was going to work. It was rush hour on the blue line, and this girl was sitting next to me, and the whole time this guy kept saying things and saying things. And she was there's like two different approaches you can take when someone starts harassing you. You can ignore them, which is best, I think.
It's best because you're not sure. Like, it's a stranger.
You can't really defend yourself. I think most people just kind of try to shut it out. Mm-hmm. When you do, then you might agitate them.
Yeah, and you don't know if they're on anything.
So she sat there for 30 minutes just taking this shit that he kept telling her. And no one really said anything. I think people don't.
But you know what's weird is, like, it's... I mean, if you have one man or an individual who is saying things that they shouldn't, or then compared to, like, a bunch of people, you would think, oh, like, they feel confident enough because it's everybody against him.
I think we're at a point where we think we've solved all these problems, so when they arise, people don't know what to do with them anymore.
Or we don't know how to solve it because we're not told.
That sexism doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So she's sitting there, and he kept talking to her, and finally it was her stop. So I think she prepared it because she was really angry, as she should be. So she got up. She said, fuck you, to the guy. And then she went to get off the train, and he grabbed her and pushed her against the wall, and she was July, and she was wearing this little, really little, like, it was a cover-up. I think she went from the beach. But he ripped off her dress. I don't think he anticipated it to happen that way. But he grabbed her, and her dress just, like, came off because there's just a halter top. He was so, like, in the zone of harassing her for 30 minutes straight that then she was in her underwear. So then he just kind of, like, shoved her against the wall. And I really thought, like, she's going to get raped on a train full of people.
Yeah.
And everyone was just sitting there. Everyone was very, very in shock because you don't expect that to happen. So my boyfriend and I are the only ones that did anything. So he, like, pushed him off her, and she was sobbing, and I hugged her, and I gave her my... I had a shirt in my bag. So this is very traumatic. So we pressed the button, and this is what happened. The conductor came back, and he started yelling at her.
Really?
Put clothes on? So we're trying to explain what happened. The guy had already gotten off the train and was running away. And the conductor was yelling at this girl who was sobbing in her underwear. And we were trying to explain what happened. He wasn't listening to us. He just kept yelling at her to put clothes on. We finally kind of explained. And then he said, well, do you want to press charges? And he had just been screaming at her. She was naked and extremely distraught. And she was like, no, I just want to go home. And then he had her get off the train. And we kept going.
So you can't even feel safe about the security that is provided.
No, there's no security provided.
None. And in that situation, she was blamed for what she was wearing, necessarily.
Yeah.
Then she wasn't even wearing it in the first place. But that's what happens all the time, is like, oh, well, maybe you shouldn't wear it. It's almost like we're told, don't wear heels on the train because you are going to be sexually harassed. It's not, tell the people to not sexually harass us.
I want to wear heels on the train.
Yeah, we want to wear heels on the train, if we want to.
Or sundresses.
And we should be able to. And that's sexism in the city. That's what we focus on mainly, is every aspect of life that we face difficulty with.
Yeah, well, it's hard to be a woman anymore. You have to have this huge shield up. Femininity is not appreciated.
No, it's not.
I'm really sad. I didn't expect to say that. Yeah. It's weird. We, like, fought so hard to be women, but now everything that is feminine is
pushed aside.
Well, it's like, it's not understood.
And I feel like maybe for a short period of time, people did try to understand it, but we haven't reached the goal, I guess you could say. Like, we still need to fight for it. Nobody does anymore. It's almost like they gave up.
Yeah, I think we reached something that wasn't... We think it's where we should be, and it's not.
Have you faced any difficulty?
On the train?
Sexual harassment? Yeah.
Yeah. I remember living in Harlem. I lived in Harlem and with my brother, and I would have, like, panic attacks leaving the apartment. We had a bodega across the street, and John would be like, go get lunch. And I was like, getting lunch is terrible. It's 20 feet, but there's so many men out there that are going to say shit to me. And this is another thing. I wish, because then he would walk with me, and he's like, "What? I don't understand." Like, walking in Harlem as a woman, you cannot go down the street without being catcalled, and that's not even, that wasn't heels.
I'm wearing like a marshmallow jacket in my neighborhood walking to the train. Like, you can't see any form of my body at all. And I just remember, I almost like sprint anywhere I go. Like, when I'm coming from the train to my apartment, to the train, to anywhere. And because no matter what I'm wearing or whatever neighborhood I'm in, it's almost like a battleground. And I have to just run and just not really... and just get where you need to go. And then you get on the train and it's like not safe either. So leaving your apartment is scary.
It sucks.
It's like I am developing a phobia, but shouldn't be there. A few days ago, it kind of deals with public transportation. I mean, it deals with taxis, which is kind of seen as, okay, I'm drunk, let me take a taxi.
Yeah, that should be safe.
Well, I was in my bedroom and I suddenly heard a woman sobbing. And I remember it being 2 a.m. I couldn't sleep and I was like, all right, what's going on? So I opened my blinds and it was an apartment across the street from me. She was sitting on the step and she was crying. And then I see like this guy like appear and he was trying to soothe her. And I was like, who is this guy? Because it kind of seemed like they didn't have a personal relationship. I don't know how to describe it. I just didn't feel right about the situation. Mm-hmm. So I kept watching and I realized that he walked back to his taxi cab. And I was like, okay, this doesn't sound all right. Because I would most likely, like, I felt just weird about it. So I remember rushing down in my pajamas and my phone in my hand, because like, if I need to call the cops, this is going to happen. And I remember evaluating the situation and realizing that he was trying to take complete advantage of her, and she was obviously intoxicated. But it doesn't matter, you should get into a taxi cab to get home without having to be harassed.
Yes. Well, you should be able to use public transportation. That's one of the privileges of living in a modern society,
and especially because we pay so much for it. And it's not just us as women face, it's little girls.
Yeah, you, more so.
You were telling me about your friend's little sister. How old was she again?
15 years old. Yeah, she's doing an extracurricular program. Her first time riding public transportation and excited about going into the city. A great student, a very good kid, and she experienced something very traumatic on the train. First day riding public transportation. And she didn't tell anyone for a long time because she just kind of assumed this is normal, which unfortunately it is.
Yeah.
And she knew there wasn't another option for her to get to this program, which is very good for her future. So she kind of kept it inside for a long time, and she told her sister. And it's really scary to think about all the kids that are also experiencing this, who don't know how to deal with it. Oh, a guy came up to her and grabbed her. And I think he felt like he could do that because she's young and he knows she's not going to say anything. And just that she said he didn't even think about it, or he wasn't
even natural almost.
Yeah. No, I think it happens a lot and we just let it go.
Yeah. Well, especially in your situation and the situations that I have faced, nobody says anything.
I just think it's funny because we live in a society that claims to be so politically correct.
Yeah.
And we're so advanced, and we talk about the past. We have shows like Mad Men, how terrible it was in the past. We don't have to deal with that anymore. We are so liberated. Woo-hoo. But no, the simple things are still prevalent. I can't ride the train.
Nope.
And in fact, I think they might be worse because they're kind of
put to the side.
Yeah.
Not focused on.
They're not something that we think we need to think about anymore.
But we're talking about it.
Yes, excellent. That's what Red Estate Party is about.
Yeah.
We're readdressing some issues that have been slighted.
And, I mean, not a lot of people talk about it, but when, you know, we meet people and we start to discuss it, and it's like a common issue.
Yeah. People get excited because
somebody's doing something.
It's time for this.
It's time. Yeah.
Do people wear heels on the train before?
Before what? What do you mean?
Before we were liberated, could we wear heels on the train?
Well, you know, it's, I don't know.
I think the sexism might be more blatant. No.
What do you mean?
Were women catcalled as much? I don't know. Honestly, do you know?
I don't know. I just know what I face now, which is, I mean, it's been years. We've been fighting for this for years. Our ancestors, you know, that you go out and you speak up because you're like, okay, let maybe I won't get anything, but the future will. Well, we are the future. We are in the 21st century. We've advanced in so many areas.
But we can't wear heels on the train.
But we can't wear heels on the train.
So maybe it will never go away.
No, it will. And we're going to help it.
Maybe we've thought too big and haven't focused on simple things.
Like heels on the train. Yeah. Pretty much.
I just want... We have massive liberations, but I want minor liberations. Maybe this is it. We roller coasted. Yeah. So we're talking about the little things. I want to be able to be feminine and empowered. I think there's this mentality where you have to be really, really manly.
You tell them, sister.
Yeah. If I'm wearing combat boots, I can go on the train and you'll leave me alone. Which I like combat boots too.
I like combat. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if I'm wearing heels, it's not okay. Why is that?
And it's like, it doesn't even depend, I guess, on the heel itself. Because I'm 5'8". I guess I'm pretty tall. And I sometimes wear heels, they're like 2 inches, not even. And it's like, even those, I'm...
It's kind of like we've made femininity a dirty thing.
Yeah, that's exactly... Yeah, that's exactly... Perfect. That's what it is. You to be beautiful, like, no, it's almost like you can't be beautiful.
Well, yeah. If we look at our role models, our beautiful women, there's role models that fought for political issues and role models that there's kind of a division of beauty and power.
Mm-hmm.
I think to be beautiful or to have that aura of femininity still signifies weakness. To be a successful, powerful woman, you have to be kind of manly still. We got liberated by taking on manly attributes.
Yeah, we didn't get to be ourselves, which was what liberation is all about. It's not about adopting what will be accepted. It's about accepting what we are.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
Yes. I guess it's because people eventually were like, nobody's listening. And it's not only women should fight about this. Men, too, should be involved.
Well, men should reestablish their roles.
Yeah.
They should not be pigs on the train.
They should not at all be pigs on
the
train.
They should be able to see a woman in heels.
Yeah, it's
and close their mouths. I have this... a question for men. What?
Men.
What do you get from harassing me on the train? You don't think I'm gonna go home with you,
and especially after giving him dirty looks, it's like you think
what are you getting out of this?
What are you getting out of this?
I honestly don't know. This is a question for a man. I wonder what they get out of harassing me in public. It's a total chauvinistic ego thing, I guess.
Patriot.
To make me feel degraded in public. What is that?
Well, I guess it's kind of like what we were discussing about how society perpetuates.
Do they think that? Well, maybe they think that it's we will like it.
Boys will be boys, as they say. But I'm sorry, you are not a man. If you look at me only as like a sexual being, I have opinions and I have thoughts. I'm more than heels.
I would like to wear heels, though.
Me too.
Yeah, I like heels.
Sometimes.
Yeah. They do hurt. I don't like to be forced to wear them. And I don't like to be looked at differently for wearing them. But when I want to wear them, there should not be an issue.
The option should be available.
Yes. Red S Party is about femininity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you should tell them a little bit, like, in comparison, Red S Party is, like, event hosting and such, but what are other companies like that? How are they? What are they like? Why is Red S Party different?
So other promotional companies focus on women as objects. Other promotional companies focus on women. Well, they also bring beautiful women. Okay. This is my thing. I believe in beautiful women. I think that they can change society. Being beautiful is an attribute that we're not using properly.
No.
So promotional companies understand that beautiful women are an attribute which encourage happiness and revenue.
So they abuse it?
They abuse it. They're not using it properly. As all society is, not using beauty properly.
So how does Rad Ass Party use beauty properly?
We are focusing on beauty. We're not saying beauty is bad. I think
and
a lot.
Intelligence, right?
And intelligence. The problem with a lot of feminists is they just see a hot girl and they're like, no, she would not understand my opinions. There's a very big division of beautiful women and intelligent women.
Strong women.
Yeah. Beauty is considered a weakness to women that have strong opinions. A lot of them, not all of them. But yeah. I think as a society, we kind of have divided intelligence and beauty. A woman is incredible because we can have both.
Yeah.
And there's people that want to buy that or want to buy that. So my promotional company is looking for women that are beautiful and intelligent.
And from all areas of the world, too.
Yeah, and multicultural.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for the perfect women. Yeah. We're not just looking for looks. We're not just looking, not even just personality. It's depth, too.
Yeah.
That's what Rad Ass Party is about.
And we all have the same passion.
Yeah.
We see eye to eye on the situation and how it needs to be resolved.
And we like to go out and party.
Yeah. not everybody. You know, some people like to stay home, but
I think some people are afraid of it.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not afraid of it?
I'm not afraid of heels.